Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Well, you know, it's tax time coming up. Y'all do know that, right? It's right around the corner.
Monday.
Right around the corner. That's right. And, you know, desperate measures mean a lot at some time. So, you know, is it possible that can I claim your child? Is that all right?
No.
I mean,
what?
Hey, we in desperate times right now, okay? Can I claim your child? Just to help me out a little bit on my taxes. That's all I need. You got a few of them over there. Let me have one of them.
Let me hold one,
man. Let me just claim this on these taxes, man. Let's go, cat dog. Can I claim your child? April 15th is on the way.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Devin. Devin's...
Yeah, this is
him. Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son... He plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay with my boy?
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple of times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light-skinned brother, about 6 foot.
Yeah, I probably met you. You know, I'd be so intense with the games. But, yeah, what's going on?
Well, actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? Like, yeah, I am working. Actually,
I mean, you have a steady job, is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah. What you getting at though? Like, you know, I thought you were calling about the basketball team, like. Uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday. You know, sometimes they want donation for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking. So I mean, you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time.
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short. But you know, I still work. I mean, while what's going on? You need a job or something?
No. I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing. Are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now, You said, am I going to claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like, you know, as a dependent.
Bro, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like, you the guy that, you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on, Blazers, you know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, you know, yeah, I got a steady income and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, you know, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they going to give me about $2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes. Hold on, bro. I don't even know you. You know, you're talking about you seeing me at my son's basketball game. You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No, it ain't. Ain't nobody going to come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like what I'm trying to say, man. No, they finna hit me off with this $800. Well, see, I can get $2,300, man. I kick you down $250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
$250? You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro. Because now you're insulting me. You're telling me you want to claim my style for...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Some where you owe money. I don't even know you, fool. So I can make $250. Bruh, I ain't trying to be on no bro, but when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting $2,300 too. So what the f- I look like taking $200 from f- I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the $800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say?
Look out.
Yeah.
Look out. You know my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's why I'm trying to hook you up with $250, man. Damn, you don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you,
bruh. Bruh, I don't know what the you talking about, bruh. No, $250, bruh. When I claim these two little I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bruh. What you think I'm going to take $250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
Say, man, you ain't got a, you ain't got a trip, man.
I understand if you was my bro, you my people, you know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bro, you ain't going to give me no $250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you, $2,300. It's government money, bro.
So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bro, what you supposed to do is go have your seed, claim that little every year, and you'll get what I get for these little that I'm feeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam.
Bro. All I'm trying to do, man, is get this $800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, hey. You still talking about getting you $800 and getting me locked up. Now, you got me I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro.
I need...
when I see you on Saturday, bro, I'm gonna you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a light-skinned and you're going about 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your... bro.
You ain't on my, you ain't on
Blazers, on Blaze them Lakers, bro.
You better bring that damn social security number.
I think it's a game. I'm gonna come find him.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This Nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, you got, hey, do you got a boy that you work with named?
Yeah, crazy.
Put me up to this, man.
Man, I'm a big when I get to work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man. I got to ask you. You got to tell me, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a beat.
Just claim the child real quick. Y'all good?
Ooh, child. Taxman cometh.
Taxman cometh. The taxman cometh. And I cometh for one of your babies. Is that all right? All right.
No, it's not all right.
Carla, you know, if, yes. If y'all don't mind, you and Tosh, you know, if it's cool, you know, maybe we can work out a little something, something.
Boy. We need more kids. Can we get one of yours? We only got one. Looking at you.
Well, anybody wants a kid, holler at me.
Okay.
That's what we need to holler at Steve.
You're right.
Next week, April 19th to 20th, the Nephew is coming to town. April 19th to 20th, Baltimore, Maryland, the Comedy Factory, backed by popular demand. The Nephew is coming. Tickets on sale right now. Come on, B-Mo. Let's do the doggone thing. I know y'all been going through a little something. So come on over and get your laugh on, man.
All right, Nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. We'll get into it right after this.
My daddy, dog?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.